United is apologizing for what it calls a tragic accident after a French bulldog died on a flight from Houston to New York's LaGuardia. A flight attendant reportedly told the dog's owner that the animal had to be kept in a closed overhead bin. When the flight landed, the dog had died, and now United is facing yet another PR nightmare. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, it's a terrible story. This dog was named Coquito and was traveling with a mother and her two children. What happened?
Oh, this one really hit a nerve with everyone, didn't it, Jeremy? We're all talking about it today. It's just it's like another one of these nightmares around flying, and a lot of it is all the stress and the certainly miscommunication. I mean, from adding to what you just described, you know, the dog was in a pet carrier, you know, those bags that you know have mesh on them.
Right.
It was blocking the aisle, and from the reports of other passengers, it appeared that you know the flight attendant thought it was in the way and asked her to put it up. The woman says she told her it was a dog. The flight attendant apparently didn't hear that or now says she didn't realize a dog was in there. And then 3 hours later, they land. The mother was taking care of the baby. She had an infant with her. So, you know, there was some noise initially, but no one really did anything or checked or probably had their seatbelts on. And then they land and this dog unfortunately died. United, which you said, you know, has said it's a tragic accident. They're expressing their deepest condolences. They've also said they'll pay for the autopsy to find out exactly how the dog died. So,
you know, and this comes also after a lot of news about airlines trying to cut back on people bringing these emotional support animals on board. What do the regulations say about bringing dogs on?
This is where it's another. There are no set rules, right? It's up to every airline to make the rule. There's no one uniform policy. And this is really an industry that is struggling to keep up. There's been an explosion in these numbers. I mean, way more people are bringing pets and also support service animals on board, all types of animals, by the way, not just dogs. And, you know, we had that there was that famous story in the headlines, and it was involving United, where the woman tried to bring a peacock onto a cabin. So, you know, it seems like each handles it differently, and maybe there's some discretion with the flight crew. They're not sure what to do. You know, you're in that. You're trying to get out the gate, keep the flight on time. It just sounds like it's a terribly stressful situation for everybody, the pet owners, the fellow passengers. Maybe some may be allergic, maybe scared. There was a man bit on one by someone in the middle seat. Plane crews don't seem to know how to handle this. So I think this is just really underscores the need for the industry to get together and have one set of rules that applies to everyone so all the passengers know what to do. And clearly we're not there yet.
And what does this mean for United? You know, as we're talking about this story, we now hear that they're investigating how they mistakenly flew one family's German Shepherd to Japan instead of Kansas City. I mean, what does this mean for them?
Which, by the way, I think it was a 10-year-old German Shepherd, right? It's a horribly long flight for anyone, certainly a dog that's older. That one, I believe, was in cargo, not in the cabin. This is bad for United because a lot of people, every time one of these incidents happen, they seem to respond in this way that's really sort of robotic, doesn't seem very caring, seems kind of concerned about the incident, and it's just never there. Is there anything you really can say to make up for the death of a pet? I'm not sure, but certainly they need to get better with their crisis management because this isn't going away, and it's really alienating a lot of people. Will people fly again, United? Sure, some will, but if you have a pet that you want to bring on board, I've got to think you're thinking twice about this.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
We'll be on a happier note next time.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm so sad about this. It's here
so
and now.
So am I.